When you take out your license from your pocket and you realize they expired, and then you wonder how quick has 5 years passed by. That is the reality. We talk about the period. Why do driver's license have to be renewed every 5 years? We're joined by Rainer Duvenager, AFRI Forum spokesperson. Rainer, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Yusuf, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Thank you for joining us. So why exactly does the license have to be renewed every 5 years?
Well, according to our legal application and our legal arguments, there is no sufficient legislation according to the Act itself, according to the Act, provisions of the Act itself, that mandates this five-year license renewal period. I have to say that doesn't mean that people can just stop renewing their licenses at this point in time. We have to wait for a court to make a judgment in our case. But now, according to the minister as well, and this is part of our legal application, we submitted our legal application in the beginning of April, and the minister now, from the court record, it appears that the initial justification for mandating this five-year driving license renewal period was this justification that the material of the car, the physical material the car is made out of, would not last longer than 5 years. Now, my question to the minister and to the Department of Transport is, why then do other countries, or why are they able to print license cards that last for longer than 5 years? Why do only our license cards only last 5 years?
Yes, certainly. That is just a logical question to ask in that regard. Is it perhaps an issue of revenue?
One could speculate, you know, that is not officially part of our legal application. Our legal application does not go into that. It just goes into the fact that due to the fact that this legislation is so vague and it does not explicitly mandate the renewal of driving license cards, this legislation is therefore not sufficient to mandate this renewal period. So that's not a main consideration. But we also say that practically it's becoming almost impossible for people due to the failures of the Department of Transport. It's very difficult. The NATO system, 15 years after its release, is still not functioning properly. We know the driving license printer was broken in the beginning of the year, which caused major delays. There was millions of licenses that were behind schedule that needed to be renewed in the beginning of the year. So we know there's some serious failures. So there's practical and legal considerations that that give us a lot of confidence that we will be able to win this case in court.
So what is it that you're hoping to achieve with this case?
Well, Yusuf, so what we want to achieve is we want to seek a declaratory order that the legislation that purports to, or that, at the moment is interpreted to mandate this five-year renewal period, that it be declared illegal to punish people for not driving with a renewed driving license card. And that this period is then reviewed and extended. And we actually also in our application ask for this period to be completely scrapped as well, because there's no sufficient reasoning behind the legislation.
Yes, now, as you say, that it should be scrapped. So there's no recommendation that you're giving in terms of a 10 or 15 or 20 year period?
No, we didn't give an exact recommendation. So what we're saying is it needs to be reviewed. And we give the reasons why it needs to be reviewed in our application. We also state why we believe we have a strong legal basis for our argument, why the legislation is insufficient. And we then say it needs to be reviewed, and then we also mention the possibility that it may be scrapped.
So in this court application, where are we at this stage now?
So we filed this application in April, so been going along. It's been going through the court process. It's not an urgent application, so it wasn't. We weren't able to be in court very quickly, but we're still waiting now. We know that the Department of Transport is opposing our case, and we're waiting for a court date now. So we expect to be in court in this case by the end of the year, or more likely beginning of next year. So people, unfortunately, still have to wait a little bit longer before we can get a judgment in this matter. And I think this matter is going to be very, very important. If we manage to win, it will relieve a lot of stress and frustration for so many people.
Yes, certainly. That will really be welcomed. Thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon. Rainer, your time appreciated.
Thank you so much, Yusuf. It was a pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you. Go well. Bye-bye. Have a lovely evening. So that is Rainer Duvanagh chatting to us about the court application to have the 5-year driving license period scrapped. And as you know, people have been taking off. Lunch hours are no longer enough, or a half a day. You need to take off a day or a week from work to get your documents, your license renewed. That is the challenges that have been experienced in this regard. And I spoke to one elderly person who said, you know what? With this long process and you can hardly get it without bribing someone, I'm not going to renew my license. I'm just going to continue driving like this. So this is a choice that he decided to take, and be that as it may.